It's the Enra Man podcast. Podcast number 284, I think, is 284. I'm trying to do this live, but it's so long since I've done it. I've forgotten all the buttons I need to press and all the wires I need to plug in. Oh, hang on. Ah, no, I can hear my voice. I think it is actually working because I heard my voice coming through my browser as well. Right, let's play some music. This is Regicide and Jusque l'Amour. Regicide and Jusque l'Amour. Keep on bumping into my microphone, I'm sorry. It's a while since I've done it. It's actually only 2 weeks. If you're listening to this in the podcast stream, because this is now in the podcast stream, it's number 284, but 2 weeks ago, I did a sort of a podcast or a radio show that's only available on Mixcloud, because I just played anything. I had some real trouble. All of the sort of ways I used to find music in the past, find Creative Commons music so I could play it on the podcast that you could download. All those things failed me, so I found it quite hard to find some Creative Commons music, and I thought, oh no, can I not actually get any anymore? So I had to do a wee bit more work, actually, and I found quite a lot of stuff, and I found enough for a show, so I thought I'd do it as a proper podcast. So yes, if you are just listening to this in the stream and you didn't realise that I did another one, I did one a couple of weeks ago. And yes, I know I haven't done it for, I don't know, like 5 years or something. Something crazy like that. How you been doing? It's been a while, hasn't it? I just sort of had the urge. So much stuff has been going on, obviously, since I last podcasted, pandemics and stuff like that. And also, Edinburgh Man Towers now moved. We moved house. Well, we were trying to move house this time last year. I think eventually it happened in September. So Edinburgh Man Towers now does have two stories, although upstairs is just a very sweaty loft right now, or an attic, I guess, if you're in the US. And this is the only room in the house that has acoustic glass, because outside, not right outside the window, but visible, if I sort of peek through trees, is a train line. So this is the room with the acoustic glass. So hopefully we will not be disturbed, but it took a bit of time to sort of corral the children into one place for the evening, so I can record this. And they're off on the other side of the house building Lego and something like that, I think. Anyway, I did, like, last week when I did the show. I can hear a train. Can you hear that? It was quite quiet. 50 decibel reduction this window's got. Anyway, last week I did an hour-long show, and it was a bit much, I thought. I was running out of stuff to say, probably about 5 minutes in. So what I thought I'd do today is just do like a normal one, like what we used to do. Half hour, 5 or 6 tracks, me rambling, that sort of stuff. But I am really very, very out of practice, A, in terms of the chat, as you can probably tell, but also in terms of the tech. It may or may not be recording live. I've got no way of actually communicating with people. If there are any, is anyone listening live, you can get in touch with me at Edinburgh_man@mastodon.scot. No more Twitters. Edinburgh_man@mastodon.scot. If you want to message me, and I could probably get a ping on that, although I did put my phone on Do Not Disturb, I think. I should probably turn off that Do Not Disturb, and the off chance that anyone does mention me. Yeah. Anyway, let's play some more music. What did I play? I played Regicide, and from the EP Immortals, I played Jusquil Amor, and that's from Moonkeep Records. The record label itself is from Switzerland, but Regicide are French, I suspect. And moonkeeprecords.bandcamp.com is where you can get the album. It's a name your price as well as 8 tracks on there. And it's all quite like that. Noisy and shouty, which is good. This is Jai Kuzco and Oceans Apart. Jai Kuzco and Oceans Apart from the album Wildfires, which if you want, stumbling over my words, Like I say, I'm out of practice, although I suspect I stumbled over my words most of the time anyway. Get it at jaikuzco.bandcamp.com. Jai is jaikuzco.bandcamp.com. I was going to say there'll be links as ever at edinburghman.com. I don't know. I'm going to have to try and figure out how to upload this stuff to WordPress and all that sort of stuff. And there may be links at edinburgh_man.com. They may not be. Hopefully we can figure out how to upload the music to there. I guess if not, then you're probably not even listening to this. There must be some way to do it. Anyway, he's from Amsterdam, and the album is great. It sounds a lot like that, and you should go, like I say, to jaikuzco.bandcamp.com. I feel like I've talked so much already. Actually, I realise what the problem is. I used to prep myself before I did a podcast. I would use a a vocal zone, which is like a lozenge thing, which stops your throat from getting really croaky, because often when I used to do the podcast, my throat would basically be done by the end of the show. I forgot I used to do that, and also a big glass of water, and I haven't had that either. So I'm going to play another track, and I'm going to go and get a drink, and hopefully I should at least be able to power on for another four tracks or so. I hope this isn't too shambolic. I suspect it's probably really shambolic. And if you're listening live, like I say, try and message me at edinburgh_man@mastodon.scot. If you're on the Mastodon, in the Fediverse, then you can get in touch with me there. I do pop in to Twitter now and again, mostly just to send a message and then get the hell out. And then when I do go back, I see if I may have a few replies or something to something I message about. But I don't go on there regularly because it's a hellhole. Anyway, I'm going to play Radiator Hospital. They have a new album out. This is not from that new album. That Jaikuzco one, by the way, it came out not that long ago. In fact, just less than a month ago, at the start of June. The Radiator Hospital one I'm going to play, they do have a new album out, but this track I'm going to play is from Under the First Floor, which came out in 2020. And this is Imposter Syndrome. Or at least it will be when I figure out which button I need to press. This one, is it? Radiator Hospital and Imposter Syndrome. Oh no, there was an issue with live streaming. Oh dear. Ah, oh, no, what am I going to do here? See if I can hit the button again. Yeah, it just popped up and said there was an issue with live streaming. I don't know what the problem was, but it seems to be going again now. I wonder if it was because it was longer than a certain amount of time. It seemed to be 15 minutes we just hit there, and then it sort of crapped out. Anyway, that was Radio Hospitals from their album Under the First Floor. And the track was called... Which one did I play? In fact, it wasn't that one. I didn't play that. It was a New Depression I played it from. Imposter Syndrome, yes, it was from the New Depression EP, which still came out in 2020. I kind of getting some things right. But they do have a new album, which is brilliant. It's not released under a Creative Commons license, so I can't play it on a downloady podcast. But the album is called Can't Make Any Promises, and it's fantastic at radiatorhospital.bandcamp.com. Oh dear, this is quite shambolic. Did it always used to be this shambolic? Hopefully we'll... I was going to say, hopefully I'll get it uploaded and you'll be able to tell, but maybe it's best if it doesn't. What was I going to say? So many things have broken and don't work since I last did the podcast. I tried to use this microphone that I'm speaking into. It's this thing called the Blue Snowball. It's a big round microphone. It's like something that, I don't know, Dean Stockwell would sing into in Blue Velvet or something like that. It always used to work great, but it doesn't work on my new laptop. So I've had to get the old MacBook out, get that out of service. It's, I don't know, about five versions of OS X behind because it's so old and rickety. But it does look like it's just about holding together so I can record this show, which is one thing. The other thing is the website. I think it sort of works, edinburghman.com. But I used to use something called FeedBurner, which was a Google thing, which allowed you to... Well, I think it was probably pre-Google, and then Google bought it. It used to tell you how many people downloaded your podcast and listened to your podcast. I think we hit 1,000 at peak once, but that was a long time ago. Anyway, that doesn't work anymore, or it does, but it doesn't tell you how many people listen to it, how many people download it. All that stuff's gone. It's just the bare bones now. So I've no idea if anyone's listening. I've no idea how to find out if anyone listened. Message me. Either... like I say, mastodon.scott, edinburgh_man@mastodon.scott is where you can get in touch with me. Or you could email me if you want, I guess, if you're such inclined, at podcast@edinburghman.com. Anyway, that was Radio Hospital. This is Fog Lake, who I think I've played on the podcast before a long time ago. Well, it would be a long time ago, because the podcast was a long time ago. This is Pedestal. On a first stage, like a secret never kept. Say it once, say it twice, say it never again. Once you come back down from the pedestal, I could drink your wine in the back of my mind. And I know you're never lonely when your back's to the wall. Come down. Find me. Fog Lake and Pedestal, and that came out back in May on the album Midnight Society, which you can get at foglake.bandcamp.com, and that's Aaron Powell from Newfoundland in Canada. I did play him on the podcast only back on, I don't know, number 277, which sounds like it wasn't that long ago. I think it was like 6 years ago. So, yeah, just a few episodes back, not that long ago at all. You will, if you are a long time listener to the podcast, you will remember, you may remember, back a long time ago, Edinburgh Man Jr. was born. Edinburgh Man Jr. is now going to high school, which is a terrifying prospect. That's happening in next month. Before, as I said, I was going to do this podcast, so he had to be quiet this evening. He said, what do you do on your podcast? I said, generally, I talk rubbish and play some music. And I did say to him, I think you've been on it once a long time ago. I mean, you might be able to correct me if I'm wrong. I think he was on it a long time ago. I might have to try and seek that one out and play it to him to embarrass him. And thing two is now at school as well. He's only in, I don't know, primary two or going into primary three or something like that. And he's just as eccentric, I think is probably the word, as ever. Two more tracks to go. This is Jackal by the You Suck Flying Circus. We'll Sorry, I went and hit the button there to start ducking the music before the end. On Flowerpot Records from Ohio, that's the You Suck Flying Circus from the album Companion. That one is called Jackal, and you can get it if you go to flowerpotrecords.bandcamp.com. It's also available on cassette. It says here normal by a C53 cassette tapes in clear cases with 3-panel full colour J-card insert. I'm totally addicted to cassettes. I think I've mentioned that before. Despite the podcast not having been done for 5 years or so, there was a sporadic couple of shows on Mixcloud, including one, I think. Did I play some stuff from cassette or did I just play stuff from vinyl? During lockdown, I got really back into electronics. It's something I did way back in my degree a long time ago. So I got into tweaking stuff and fixing stuff, modding Game Boys and games consoles and all that sort of stuff. And then I sort of ended up, for some reason, I think I was just rummaging around in a cupboard and I found a lot of tapes. So I decided to fix a tape deck, and then that one wasn't good enough, so I decided to buy a few more. So I ended up with a whole bunch of tape decks. The current one of choice is a Nakamichi tape deck. It's just quite a cheap Nakamichi, not the ones that go for like £2,000 or anything like that. But it does sound fantastic. So I have been listening to loads of tapes, and it's quite... People think I'm crazy. But, you know, and also there's... I was going to say on Reddit. I'm not on Reddit anymore, but it used to be on Reddit. People would ask questions like, are tapes supposed to sound bad? No, they're not. They're supposed to sound great. They used to be, and people used to have them in hi-fis. We listened to tapes a lot. We recorded CDs and vinyl to tapes, so we could listen to them over and over again. They sound great if you do it properly. But anyway, yeah, I'm addicted to tapes at the moment, as many other things. That's the current hyperfixation. Oop, he says banging the microphone. One more track to go. I should probably stop before I ramble on too much. This is An Eagle in Your Mind, and I think they're another band from France, I think. He says, looking at the website here, and he can't find it. I should say, actually, that companion track by this companion album by You Suck Flying Circus just came out in March. So we're generally playing new stuff. Everything's out from the last couple of months, apart from the Radiator Hospital track. Anyway, yes, An Eagle in Your Mind, they are indeed from France. And the album is called Intersection. Which track am I going to play? I'm going to play the title track, Intersection. You can get it at aneagleinyourmind.bandcamp.com. And this is the last track, so I'm just going to not say anything else other than, in fact, you can buy this track that I'm about to play on vinyl. It's €19 on there. There may be links at edinburghman.com, there may not be. And hopefully, I did say, because last time's show was an hour long, I said I'd make it every other week. I don't know how frequently these podcasts are going to be. I was going to say, that's only half an hour, I'll do it every week. However, what I've foolishly did not plan for, it's now the school holidays. So I will try and do a podcast every week. It might be quite tricky. It won't necessarily be on Tuesdays, but roundabout roughly a week. Maybe two at the most. Anyway, I digress. This is An Eagle in Your Mind, An Intersection, and I'll see you next time.